Father Monsignor Smith, I'd like to reflect briefly on the place of our Blessed Virgin Mary, the Blessed Mother, her place in salvation. Sometimes this is misunderstood by people who consider not only the Blessed Mother, but perhaps the saints as some kind of an obstacle, some kind of a wall between the individual believer and Jesus. It's true, and we believe it. Jesus Christ, the God-man, is the only mediator between God and man. That's true. That's true. But there's no obstacle. If we look and go back to St. John's Gospel, say go to the second chapter of St. John, which is the wedding feast at Cana, and you remember the problem, they came up with a shortage, someone spoke to her, and she went and spoke to Jesus. And it was actually a little bit before his time. He would say, my time has not yet come. And what the Blessed Mother said to the people there was, do whatever he tells you. John 2:5. Do whatever he tells you. Now I ask you, how could she be an obstacle between a believer and Christ when her only recorded advice to us is do whatever he tells you? It's the best advice you could get from anyone. Do whatever her son tells you. Do whatever Jesus Christ tells you. So she's really a bridge and a model. She shows us the way. She shows us who to turn to. And in her response, basically at the Incarnation, truly at the Annunciation to the Incarnation, when she didn't know the future and she saw certain problems and she didn't know how it was all going to work out, she didn't highlight the negativities of the problem. She was realistic. She said, now how is this going to come about? How can this be? I know not man. But she said, let it be done unto me according to your word. She opened herself to God's word. And there's the model for real Christian living, that we open ourselves to God's word and say, let it be done unto me according to your word. You know in your life, I know in mine, we don't know the future entirely. We don't even know some of the obstacles that are going to turn up in our lives. How am I going to get through this, or how am I going to get that done? The honest answer in some cases, I don't know how you're going to get this done, and I don't know how I'm going to get this or through that, but I know how to begin. The beginning of every solution is to follow the best example, the best human example we've ever had, to say yes to God, let it be done unto me according to your word. Remember, never forget, that is how God literally came into our world. It was through her cooperative yes to God that God became man, became one of us, and came into our world. This is how God can come into your life, by saying yes to God, let it be done unto me according to your word. That openness, even when we don't know the future, even when we're confronted with puzzles that we cannot temporarily factor through, if we can give that cooperative yes, let it be done unto me according to your word, then, and that way, that's the beginning of every solution. Follow the best example whoever lived it. If that's how God came into the world, be assured. That's how God can come into your life, by saying yes to God's word, honestly, openly, trustfully. Let it be done unto me according to